As religious educators and learners, it is important that we present information and receive information in a way that best suits our ability to offer and receive the information. We have steadied ourselves to embrace the necessary shift from an in-person learning experience to a virtual learning experience while trying to maintain the integrity of the lessons and our commitment as educators. As we lean more comfortably into virtual learning, we recognize the need to continue to promote the Universal Design of Learning, UDL. The UDL is engaging learners in multiple means of engagement, expression, and representation. Multiple means of engagement offers different entry points into the lesson, while multiple means of expression offers choices for the learners to respond to the information that has been offered. Multiple means of representation offers learners a variety of ways to receive the information. Many of us have heard of different learning styles, like auditory, visual, and kinesthetic. Multiple means of representation is another way of framing that same concept. In order to honor a variety of learning styles, maintain educational integrity, and invite more people into the APSE Advocate, we will begin to offer our articles verbally, visually, and continue to offer them in a written format. Engage in a way that is most suitable for you. If you have not already been doing this as part of your virtual learning options or assistance, please consider providing closed captioning for those who are joining live or transcription for those who would like to catch a replay. Remember, accessibility to learning should not be considered a luxury. Brainstorm creative ways your education committee can make learning more accessible, both in person and virtually.